tweet at TodaySOR.
A one-day Fianna Fáil Ardéis takes place at the City West Hotel in Dublin tomorrow. Among the issues to be discussed are Brexit, affordable housing and a special commemoration of 1919. Willie O'Dea is Fianna Fáil TD for Limerick City and party spokesperson on social protection. He's with me now. Thanks, Niamh, for coming in, Willie O'Dea.
Sean.
I suppose no matter how many issues you discuss tomorrow, no matter how many policy ideas you thrash out, everything comes back to how long your party will continue to prop up the current government. There really is no getting away from that.
Well, you know, it's a factor, but I mean, there's a number of other factors that have to be considered as well. For example, you have European and local elections taking place in a very short period of time. Thousands of our people have been involved in conventions selecting candidates, and those candidates are now out knocking on doors. I've been with a few of them myself and down in Limerick, and the reaction is very, very good. We've had one European convention. Notices have gone out for a second one today. We're also building up a manifesto to fight the next election. So all those things have to be discussed.
Obviously, but how big an obstacle on the doorstep is the confidence and supply.
Surprisingly not as big as you think. I mean, obviously, you know, if you look at the history of all this thing, I mean, this is new to Ireland. Since 1945, about one-third of European countries have minority governments and have the confidence supply arrangement fairly embedded in their systems. This is new to Ireland. It's a bit of a shock to the system. As you will be well aware, Sean, we've been fighting Fine Gael for almost a century now. They're the traditional old enemy, as the saying goes. And it has been a bit of a... Naturally, it was a shock to the system, to some of our people, to have to watch us there. Stand back and sustain them in government. But, you know, when you talk to people in the organisation, when you chat it out to them and explain the reason why we did what we did back 3 years ago and why we're doing what we're doing now, most of them, you know, accept that. They don't particularly like it, but
yes,
they do accept it.
And they will accept, I imagine, as well in many cases, that the argument for staying there is Brexit, and certainly at this time. But
yes.
You know, if Simon Coveney is right and there's no deal Brexit, they end up getting some sort of arrangement, well, then that's that problem solved, or at least it's put behind you. So, you know, what then is the justification for keeping this Fine Gael-led government there?
Well, you see, Micheál Martin announced, and the party decision was, that we would sustain the government because of the Brexit situation. We offer them an extra year in office until another budget, in effect. Now, you know, that's the proper form of stability to offer. I mean, if you said to the government, well, we're offering you a form of stability which consists of waiting until we decide that all the uncertainty surrounding Brexit is over, that wouldn't be it wouldn't be a very attractive form of stability. It wouldn't be a very attractive offer to the government. I think the best way to ensure economic stability was to do what Micheál did. Now, it's true to say, certainly, that, you know, the imminence of Brexit and the threat it presents to the country puts a huge onus on us to ensure political stability until all that uncertainty is resolved. When it is resolved, I mean, the confidence supply agreement states that, you know, the arrangement will continue now for another year, unless something happens which makes it impossible for us to continue to support the government. I mean, the actual official party position, which I and the vast majority of party members support, is that we're committed to stay for another budget, and we're going to work very hard to ensure that we do manage to get another budget and get our policy, get some of our policies implemented in it.
Were it not for Brexit, would the scandal over the Children's Hospital overrun or underestimate, depending on how you want to go at it, would that have been one of these elements that would have warranted a collapse of the government?
Well, that would be for the party to decide. If you're asking me my own personal opinion, I think it probably would. Yes, it probably would. But obviously it was trumped by the greater issue, Brexit, the threat to the country, the need for stability, etc., in contrast to the chaos we see in Westminster. So, you know, what basically, if there was something else that occurred after the Brexit thing is out of the way, if there was a recurrence of that, or if there was something else similar, different considerations may very well apply.
Now, the way you tell it, though, people are sort of having nice, calm and rational conversations about all this, but wasn't there a bit of skin and hair flying at a recent parliamentary party meeting between John McGuinness and Barry Cowan over confidence and supply?
Well, I wasn't at that party meeting. I, unfortunately, I missed it and missed all the excitement. statement. But you know, John's views on the matter are well known, and I mean, I know.
Is he in a small minority, or would he represent a fairly significant sweep of the party?
No, I think he'd be in. John's position, as I understand it, is that we should more or less collapse the government immediately. I think he'd be in a very, very small minority in that situation. In respect to that point of view, I mean, most of the people understand the need for stability, and they also understand, and I know this from door knocking with our candidates in the local elections, that an awful lot of middle of the road people who could swing voters, if you want to call them that, respect and admire the position we're taking.
Right, and but again, it's one of these things that's leaving you hamstrung to a certain extent. I mean, you're getting shot. Sorry, I better not put it like that. You're being severely criticised by Sinn Féin for effectively being part of the government.
Well, look, you know, we're not part of the government. I mean, we knew the drawbacks when we made that decision 3 years ago to sustain the government. We had a number of choices. We had three choices basically. The first choice was to precipitate another general election, which wouldn't have served anybody. Secondly, to go into coalition with Fine Gael. We'd know mandate from our members for that, and I don't think we'd have a mandate now if we sought it. And the third option, it was the least unpalatable option, I'll put it like that. And of course it does. It does limit our capacity to some extent in opposition, but we have done quite a lot to hold the government to account. And most of the stuff, as you know, that has come out in relation to the Children's Hospital and cervical check has been unearthed by Fianna Fáil.
Yes. At the same time, you know, you've got to face the electorate eventually, and perhaps you look forward to that. I know you're considered an inveterate and an indefatigable canvasser, always have been. You've been at it since what, the late '70s, early '80s. You're in the Oireachtas now since what, 1981?
1982.
That's a long run now. Do you still have the same appetite for it?
It's a long stint. Yeah. Well, look, if I didn't have the same appetite for it, I simply wouldn't be doing it. You know, I mean, everybody, including my wife, thinks that I'm mad to be doing it at this stage, but I mean, I have the appetite, as you say. People depend on me. I mean, a lot of the people in the organisation who are loyal supporters of mine want me to stand again, and I don't see any obstacle to my doing so. But I have to tell you that on the doorsteps, I mean, whatever you might read in the opinion polls or whatever, on the doorsteps, I'm very, very confident that Fianna Fáil will emerge as the largest party in the
really?
Door. After the, yes, indeed, after the next election, whenever it takes place.
Depending on what poll you read, and again, these things fluctuate, but Fine Gael, as of now, are comfortably ahead of you.
Well, I think the last poll in the Sunday Times last Sunday showed him 4 points ahead, which is, you know, just above the margin of error. But the poll I depend on most is the poll I find on the doorsteps. I'm a fair reader of the situation after having fought, 12, 13 general elections. And I think we'll do very, very well in the council elections if the feedback I'm getting is anything to go by. And I think we'll increase, we'll certainly take some extra seats in Europe. We only have one at the moment, and unfortunately he's not going forward again. I think we should take 3 or 4. And I think that'll leave us set fair for the next general election, whenever
and
it takes place.
And you're confident you will be the biggest party, putting Micheál Martin in pole position to be Taoiseach?
Yes, I'm expressing my views from my canvassing on the ground. And as late as the last couple of days, I was out canvassing with some of our
But you would hardly say anything else, would you?
Well, I suppose, look, you know, the point about it is that I'm going out of my way to say that. I'm going out of my way to say it because I genuinely feel it on the ground. And I've said that to Micheál myself. I'm extremely happy with the feedback I'm getting. I've rarely got a better feedback actually on the ground.
And what about your own political future? You've served in cabinet before, obviously, but if he's forming a government, it may be a coalition. In all likelihood, will be a coalition, and the emphasis will be on, well, there'll be a significant emphasis on having a gender balance in the cabinet. Mm-hmm. Might you be seen as maybe too senior then to be included? Would that concern you?
I don't know. I mean, look, I don't think the party membership, insofar as I can understand their views, would go along with the idea of a coalition. It may be another arrangement like the present one with Fianna Fáil in the lead position, supported from the outside. I don't want to go that far ahead. As regards my own future, well, look, you know, it's up to the leader of the Taoiseach at the time to appoint who he or she wishes to appoint. My main focus at the moment is to get the people of Limerick to vote me back in again and continue their confidence in me, and I hope they'll do that.
Willie O'Dea, Fianna Fáil spokesperson, Social Welfare, Social Protection and TD for Limerick City. Thank you indeed. We'll take a break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.